right around the corner, and then June 28th is going to be field day, and we're planning on making that a big deal, 24-hour event. It's going to be at, at Fort Dickerson Park, right off of Chapman Highway, so we're going to make that a big deal also. But all this information is on our website, w4bbb.org.
Roger that there, Freddie. Well, thank you for putting all that out there, and we definitely appreciate everything you do for Ham Radio, and it's good to hear you in there today. You got anything else you'd like to throw out there?
I'm just adding to that silent key silent auction tomorrow morning. Like I said, it starts at 8. The bidding starts at 8. It's going to end at 9. And the winners are, or the winner is responsible for removing the item by about, now this is requested to the widow by 4 o'clock. I think she's got some other engagements, whatever, that day or tomorrow. But parking may be an issue, so carpool if you can, you know, to this event.
Roger that. All right. Well, it sounds like it ought to be interesting. All right. Well, Freddie, you'll have to let us know how it all goes, and it's definitely good to hear you in there today. And, yeah, guys, it's going to the silent auction, you know. Be there at 8 o'clock. That's when the bidding starts. So, Freddie, good to hear you in there. And are you working today or are you off?
I'm working. Got caught up in some accident traffic on Interstate 81. It's like a big truck fire fatality, but that was up on 81. But yeah, I'm working, getting ready to go to Maryville now.
Roger that. Well, again, Freddie, we definitely thank you for everything you do and everything you do for Ham Radio. And be safe out there, and I hope you have a great afternoon, great weekend.
You as well. Say 73 to everyone. It's KO4JLK.
Freddie, you have a good one. All right, anybody else like to check in, call now.
Oscar 4, Juliet Uniforms.
All right, we had a train right there. I got Steve, Juliet Uniform, and there was somebody else in there.
And 0KLQ, Brad in Madisonville.
3SFR.
Romeo Mike.
Jump up here and pick up Q Oscar 4, Juliet Uniform. What's going on there, Steve?
Hello, Oscar 4, Juliet Uniform. Not a whole lot. Just got done mowing the half of the backyard and all the front yard. So taking a break for a minute. And I was out and about and listening for a little bit earlier, but didn't have time to check in between stops. And then got home and mowed real quick, so I figured I'd jump in and see if y'all were still here.
Roger that. Well, it's definitely good to hear you in there, and at least you got your mowing done. That's good.
I'd like to get the back half of the yard done, but it's going to have to dry up a lot more before I can do that.
Yeah, roger that. Well, Steve, you got anything you'd like to throw out there today?
No, but if you're a tinkerer or a hobbyist and like building your own stuff, check out the RACS webpage for the lots on the silent auction tomorrow, or the auction tomorrow, because there's lots of stuff there. So make sure you at least check it out and see if maybe something there piques your interest.
Roger that. Okay, good deal. That's definitely good to hear you in there, Steve. You got big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, headed back up to Clarksville tomorrow to move again. So that's always the fun part of military life, is seems like you're always moving from apartment to apartment or base to base, something like that.
Yeah, roger that. No, I understand that. Well, you got anything else for us?
No, make sure you join us for our Hamfest on the 21st, and then Field Day is going to be a extravaganza. It's going to be bigger and better than it was last year. I won't be there, but I will be at a remote location trying to see if I can talk to all six stations, or five or six stations that are going to be set up there. So it'll definitely be fun.
All right. dodge of that. Okay, well, good deal. So you're not going to be at the Hamfest, huh?
Well, I will definitely be at Hamfest. I will be there and set up with a couple of tables for all of the extra Silent Key stuff that Rack has to give to or pass along to new owners from previous Silent Keys. And so I'll be, me and the YL will be set up there at a booth or a table, a couple of tables. And but I won't be there for field day.
Hey, Roger that. I got you now. All right. Well, good deal. Well, sounds like you're on the move, and we definitely appreciate everything you do for the ham community as well.
Not a problem. It is my pleasure. It's great to be in this community. It's a great, big, and awesome community that we have of amateur radio in East Tennessee. So it's always great. Kilo Oscar 4, Julius Julie Uniform.
How's that there, Steve? Well, it's definitely good to hear you in there. And if you have anything else, feel free to jump back in there. And it's always good to hear you in there. And I hope you have a great afternoon and great weekend. All right, next on the list is Kilo Lima, Quebec. Give me the rest of your call and your name, please.
November 0, Kilo Lima, Quebec, in Madisonville. Brad.
Good afternoon, Brad. How are you doing today?
I'm just doing great today, Scott. I've got all the yard work done before the rain comes in. I think we're supposed to get rain. I think it's severe thunderstorm watch or something like that. And I just want to say hello, give one for the count, and hope everyone has a great weekend. And 0KLQ, back to that.
Brad, well, it's good to hear you in there, and thank you for checking in. I hope you have a great afternoon, great weekend. Sounds like you're one step ahead of me. At least you got the yard work done, and that's a plus. So, yeah, Brad, heck, if you have anything, feel free to jump back in there.
Roger, roger. Have a good day. And 0KLQ.
All right, you do the same, and it's good to hear you in there. And like I said, I hope you have a great afternoon, great weekend. N3FFR, Jim, what's going on?
I think everything is going on at once. What it seems like, N3FFR in Cosby. Well, I just got done rebuilding my gas hot water heater last night after a hard day of work. I went to get a shower, and it was cold. So yeah, I left it go until today and started on it. And fortunately, had a another brand new burner assembly, but it would not fit in this hot water heater. So I parted it out and reconfigured a couple of things and built me a new one in the old hot water heater, and it works fantastic. So I'll just wait for that water to get hot, Scott. Hey, other than that, researched the H3 problems we were talking about yesterday on the net, and I don't really trust AI answers, but it did come up and say a lot of people were having troubles with their H3, and it did note about the transmit dropping out, and even some about the bad receive, and it just went on. So I don't know. They got a situation with the H3. And I got something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that there, Jim. Well, like I said, you know, I don't know. It's interesting that all of a sudden they're popping up with all these issues on those H3s. You know, everybody was bragging on them there to begin with, and now all of a sudden we're having this issue. But anyhow, you say you had something else for us there, Jim?
Yeah, I ran across an article the other day, and it talked about how some municipalities around here and also in the United Kingdom have discovered on their solar fields the solar charge controller. They found, they refer to it as a cell radio circuit, and they were built by Chinese, and they can be turned off by simply, I guess, calling up that solar field. They can shut you down. So I thought that was pretty, it's like, oh, yeah, well, I believe that, but yeah, how about that stuff?
You know, Jim, I actually saw that, and I was reading that as well. And, you know, in all actuality, I guess it doesn't surprise me. You know, we were sitting there actually talking a little bit about this on the net last night. You know, they're being a little sneaky. You're going to have to keep an eye on them.
Oh, no doubt about that. Look at all these Chinese radios we're buying and loving, and it might pop and leave a big hole in my side one day.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you are correct. And, you know, you never know. It's funny you brought that up. That sort of slips everybody's mind after a little bit. But, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a terrible thing to see what happened to those people that actually happened to, but you know what, it's genius at the same time. And, well, I'm not worried about my radio blowing up, but I sure would like it to work a little better. Okay, 73, great day here in the city of Cosby, and I'm going to probably jump in the hot shower here in a little bit and then start enjoying this day. So 73 to everybody on the net, and 3FFR.
Comment.
I heard a comment in there. Go ahead, comment.
Hey, Scott, this is KQ4ZMX. Sorry I couldn't pick the mic up a while ago, but just for H3 information, I was able to send an email to TID Radio. I have got 3 new radios coming, and they say do not ever charge the battery on the radio. That is what is happening to these radios, is what they're saying to me. So we'll see. I got 3 new ones coming. We'll see what happens from there. I'll do the battery thing and see what happens. So that's what I got for you, Scott. KQ4ZMX.
Craig, I was fixing to get back to you and see if you were back yet. Okay, so they're saying not to charge the batteries on the radios.
Yeah, that is 100% correct. They sent me an email with that in bold writing and said you have 3 new radios on the way. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right to that there, Craig. Well, you'll definitely have to keep us posted on that and let us know what's going on. And see how that works. Well, maybe that'll take care of it.
Roger that. All right, Scott, I'll let you move right along. I just couldn't pick it up while I had somebody walk in my office there. I'm at work just cheating, trying to play on the radio at the same time, you know. KQ4ZMX, back to you, Scott.
Well, roger that, Craig. Well, thank you for being there. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for that information. So good to hear you in there, and I hope you have a great afternoon and a great weekend. And we'll talk to you here soon, Craig, and always enjoy talking to you.
Man.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I can't see how to get that battery off. Of course, I'm able to see the radio, but how do you get that battery off?
Jim, there's a little button on the bottom of it. It's got an arrow on it that you kind of push, and it slides right off of there.
Okay, thank you. And then should I charge it with the USB wire on the battery itself without the radio?
Yes, sir. That's what they're telling me. That's what they're telling me is burning these radios up. But the battery does not have a, they don't really have a protector in there to keep from putting too many volts in the radio as it gets to a full charge. That's what they're saying.
Oh boy, thank you so much for that information. I guess I'll send an email. I tried to find a phone number. It looks like you can't call them, so I'll go ahead and send them an email, and I'll see what happens in that respect. But meanwhile, I appreciate the heads up on the charging. 73 and 3FFR.
You're welcome there, Jim. You call Sam one more time, and I'll shoot you an email.
Okay, we had a double there, and what information would you like?
Just your call sign if you're good on QR.
Node 4733390 connected to node 47338. Remote already in this mode.
First, thank you for being there. You have a great afternoon, great weekend, and thank you for checking in. Hi, AP, Echo Alpha Sierra. What's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Scott? Whiskey, Quebec 4, Echo Alpha Sierra, Pete from Lenoir City. Yeah, sitting out here sweating my brains out, and, well, anyway, it's tropical out there, so yeah, it's going to storm hard tonight. We all know that.
Roger that. You're absolutely correct, and it's amazing. Boy, that humidity didn't waste no time jumping in there, did it?
Well, sir, it did not. I mean, I guess are we stuck in that circling low, or what's going on with this? I mean, all of a sudden we're getting all this moisture pumping up from the Gulf.
Roger that. Yeah, that thing's been sitting there for a while, and you're absolutely correct. It's just funneling everything right up through here.
Well, I guess you know what channel I'll be on later on tonight when the storm starts breaking.
Yes, sir, and that's a good place for information.
Roger that it is. You going to be checking in at all, or are you going to just go by the wayside and enjoy your Friday night?
Well, we got the Dixie Traders Net. We got to check in on the Dixie Traders Net and see what's going on over there. So, if it gets too crazy, we may have to check that out.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to holler at you to check in and see how you guys are doing. And 73 to everybody. Scott, as always, thank you for doing the net. You're doing a bang up job, as they say in our branch service, Bravo Zulu. You know the drill. Buddy, take care and have a safe and productive weekend, my friend.
Roger that there, Pete. Well, it's definitely good to hear you in there, and thank you for being there, and thank you for your service as well. And I hope you have a great afternoon and a great weekend. And we'll talk to you here soon.
No.
All right, this is N1LIT with Friday Select Bunch. Anybody else like to check in, call now.
Connected to node 47.
Papa, Yankee Mike.
8.
All right, Papa Yankee Mike, give me the rest of your call and your name, please.
Node.
Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Yankee Mike, 3, 8. Robert, well, I got you in there. Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Yankee Mike. You're definitely a little scratchy, but we got you in there. Do you have anything for the net today?
No, that's it.
Hi, Robert, thank you for being there, and thank you for checking in, and I hope you have a great afternoon and great weekend. Is this N1LT? Anybody else like to check in?
Zulu Zulu Tango.
Zulu Zulu Tango. Give us the rest of your call and your name, please.
Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Zulu Tango, Tommy. Up here on Signal Mountain.
You know, Tommy, I pretty much knew that. How you doing, Tommy? How you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. Just sitting here hoping someone would magically appear to do all of my yard work, and so far it hasn't happened. Got off work a little early today, and got a lot to do, and just haven't started yet.
Yeah, Roger that. Now I understand. I'm sitting here looking at about 10 inches long weeds and stuff out here, wondering when our lawn guy's going to show up.
Yeah, you can't get good help nowadays, they say. But yeah, I guess I'll just have to get out there and do it, just like you will, until see if they ever do show up to do the work for you. But yeah, just contemplating. I guess we got the rain coming in tonight, some storms is what they're telling us and here in the Chattanooga area. And so if I'm going to get it done, I guess I'll have to do it today and get it done. Is there a ham fest up there this weekend, or is that somewhere else?
I believe, if I am not mistaken, is that not Dayton? I believe I heard somebody say it was Dayton Ham Fest.
It may be. I was, I saw something on Facebook or something, but wasn't sure. Hopefully one day I can make it to one of those. I follow W2RE on Facebook, and he goes around and builds the towers, ham radio towers and stuff. He just completed the ARRL's towers, redoing them. And he said something about going to the Big Ham Fest, and I didn't know where it was at.
4Z, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Freddie again. Yeah, the Dayton Ham Fest is actually physically in Xenia, Ohio, but it's the who's who of Ham Fest, from what I understand. Maybe one day I'll go.
Yo, Tommy, that was the official word from the RAC president. Of course, we got the Knoxville Ham Fest coming up in about a month. It's on the 21st of June.
Scott?
Sir?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Dayton Ham Fest is now.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, is this weekend, correct? It's actually started now, correct?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Comment.
Jerry, you're right. That Ham Fest is now. I've got some friends up there. I was supposed to went with them and backed out. But they're up there and they're having a blast. It is the who's who's of Ham Fest. They had about 33,000 participants last year and probably more this year. 4PHX, a better ID.
Roger that. All right, Tommy, there you go. You got the official words. It is Dayton Ham Fest.
I hear that. I guess if it's the who's who, Roger, Jerry, and you will be up there next year, I might go.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we'll have to rent a bus and everybody load up and head up there, huh?
Yeah, might even let Roger be the captain of the bus. Well, that might be a trip we never forget.
Roger would have been up there selling them cones.
Well, what's sad about that is he'd have probably made a fortune.
He sold them to me, and I ain't got no hair. I'm bald-headed. Golly, I'm like a... Me and Kevin ended up probably buying them cones off of him.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we know Terry did, KQ4MDM, and he's bald, too. That's what I'm saying. Roger's a heck of a salesman. I think he could probably made quite a chunk of money up there.
Guarantee that. He sell that refrigerator to Eskimos. Yeah, Jerry's down there. He's like, in Sevierville, he's like, where's Roger? You seen Roger? Said he's up there in the building selling cones. And Jerry goes, oh, Lord. I said, yeah, believe it.
Roger that. Well, like you said, he's selling Eskimo refrigerator. I don't know. Like I said, he didn't do bad. So, yeah, I can imagine if he had a crowd like that up there in Dayton, he'd have to take a week off from the Dixie Traders, man.
Now, if anybody watches them, the YouTubers, them big YouTubers is already up there showing off the Yazoos and the new ICOM radios they've done. Broke the news and up our video on them, them big YouTubers. And yeah, they're showing the Dayton Ham Fest, and boy, I should have went, I guess. I had my chance to go, but backed out. I get motion sickness real bad. Sevierville's about it for me. And Shelby. I'm going to try to go to Knoxville this year from Jonesboro, Tennessee. That's where I'm at. KO4PHX.
Yeah, roger that. Well, hopefully we'll catch you there at the Knoxville Ham Fest. It'd be good to meet you, and yeah, you can check it out. So all the new radios have been released, and everybody's up there videoing, huh? All right, well, Tommy, you got anything else for us today?
No, Scott, that was it. Just getting ready to get out here and get with it. You guys have a great day up there around Knoxville, and do a good job on this net. Keep it up. KQ4CZT.
All right, Tommy. Well, you have a great afternoon, great weekend, and thank you for being there. All right, anybody else like to check in, call now.
Bravo.
Well, I copied Bravo. You cut the rest of it off. Hold the key for a few seconds and try it again, please.
Echo 4, Juliet, Lima, Bravo. Jeff, up in Bristol, Virginia.
Wires button pushed in Pry Jail.
Jerry. Yeah, Jeff, you actually do have your Wires X button pushed there, but we did get you. How are you doing today?
Just wanted to check in with you guys on this little handheld up here from Bristol, Virginia. Y'all take care. 73s, Kilo Echo 4, Juliet, Lima, Bravo.
Hi, Jeff. Well, thank you for checking in today. Good to hear you in there. I hope you have a great afternoon, great weekend, and we'll talk to you here soon. All right. Anybody else like to check in, call now. Well, that ain't Jerry. Was that at Hayes there by any chance, Jerry?
Didn't hear anything, Scott. Get him to give it another shot there. I didn't hear anything, actually.
All right. The gentleman with the Morse code there, try it again.
It was Kevin's ID there, Scott, KM4OJV.
Oh, okay. All right.
Node 4733390. Connected to node 4733 8. Remote already in this mode.